Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 470. It is Friday here in Cincinnati. There are some construction projects happening at my home, and so there may be some background noises. I trust that it is just going to be part of the energetic transmission that is coming through today. The title for our conversation is Illuminating Self. I feel like we could spend our whole lifetimes talking about this because this is the point of the human journey, one of the main reasons for existence. And today what I'm going to be sharing or offering is the energetic transmission coming through, aligning us with it for the full moon lunar eclipse in Libra that is happening on Monday. So I'm recording it today on a Friday, and I believe eclipse energy is felt for weeks before the eclipse and weeks after the eclipse. This full moon Libra eclipse on Monday is opening a deeper space that is carrying us into a new moon total solar eclipse on April 8th in Aries. So we're going from Libra energy, which is about partnership, relationship, balance, harmony, into Aries, new beginnings, independence, who am I, identification. There's a birthing that feels like it's happening of the next expression of ourselves, the uniqueness that makes us the one and only us that is alive in this way, in this story, at this time on our planet. And our relationships help us clarify that self, help us understand more of who we are. Even when we think it's the other person that we're focusing on, or the other person that brings whatever into our awareness, into our reality, they're always reflecting ourselves back to us. And so today, I bring that awareness to you. I think when we live life, we get really busy, and it's easy to get caught up in all of the mental activity and the projections of social media, the news, the collective consciousness or unconsciousness. We start to tap into that, and we can forget or lose sight of how everything is a mirror of our experience, of what we are creating, the reality that we are living. And so here I am, tap, tap, tapping on your consciousness yet again to say, okay, full moon in Libra with an eclipse, what is happening? Why is this energy present in the collective? It is also conjunct Chiron. And oh, Chiron, if you have spent time in my space, you know Chiron and I have a history. Chiron has been quite illuminating in my journey and for so many. And Chiron tends to show us the wound, the aspects of ourselves that perhaps from childhood we've just, it's like an open scab that we keep coming back to, and it keeps getting infected, and we try clear it and we get to a deeper layer and then perhaps there's more infection. Chiron can feel like a never ending pain, a never-ending infection or illness or emotional blah. I don't have good words for it. It can feel like the part of ourselves we just don't want to look at. And we certainly don't want others to look at. And when Chiron comes into this energy with the full moon in Libra, our relationships, full moon, illumination. Let me show you with all the reflected light of the sun, everything you don't want to look at. It can feel like the spotlight is on the part of ourselves we like the least, a part of ourselves we don't really want other people to see. And what happens? Our relationships show it to us. Why? Because that's what happens with astrology here on this planet when we're in a human body. Astrology is this beautiful gift, if we're able to see it in that way, that can guide us. So when shit's blowing up and relationships feel like just way too much, the illuminations are too intense, we can refer to astrology, look at astrology, and go, okay, why? What is the collective experience or shift that is happening, and how do I explore that within my own timeline, within my own self-discovery? Lots of words to say. Perhaps this is a really good time to go be still, to hermit, to be quiet. If you can't do that, at least turn your antenna up, turn your awareness at a higher notch, so that as you are in those conversations or experiences over the next weekend, but the next week or month, as you're in those moments of living life, there's this jog in your memory, this reminder to see everything as a mirror, to hear yourself say something to somebody else, and take a pause to go, why would I be saying that? What is it that I'm actually wanting to explore? When someone says something to you, to actually receive whatever is happening and then sift through it. What is you, what you're learning, what you're exploring, what you're illuminating, and what is them projecting, what they're exploring into your reality? What matches do you have, and what can you unravel and give back to them while keeping the awareness for yourself? It's like having all these threads and strings that are all jumbled together. And some of us just take everything in as ours. We're like, all of it must be mine because everything happening in my reality is my experience, and so everything must come into me. Perhaps. And also, we call people in to teach us, to show us something, and they bring their stuff with them, and we can take what is ours from that and hand what is theirs back to them and receive the lesson, have the illumination, understand more about ourselves, and say, thank you. Now you go do you, and I'm going to sit here and explore me. We don't have to bring everything in and hold everything inside of ourselves, but can we have the awareness that there's some reason it's showing up, and what can we learn from it? How can that illuminate self? So I'll give you an example. I think examples are always so helpful. I have this beautiful friend who lives in town, and I don't always get to see her. And so I had another friend visiting, and we invited my local friend to come over and hang out with us. I hadn't seen her. I wanted to catch up. So we're sitting at dinner, and I'm asking her all these questions, which, by the way, is a very 5-1 HD thing for me to do. Inquisitive, curious, really want to know, like, how are you? Tell me about your children. Tell me about your work. Give me the update. Catch me up. And at one point, my other friend reflected, like, you're asking a lot of questions. And so I turned to my local friend. I'm like, is this really annoying? Should I not be asking you so many questions? I'm just curious. Like, I want to know what's happening with you. And she says, well, it's kind of intense. I'm trying to deflect and turn it back to you, and you keep turning it back to me. And she's like, ah, it's a lot. It's a lot. What an awareness that something I'm feeling in me is creating this other feeling in somebody else. And is that what I want in my relationships? So she's illuminating more about me through this conversation and this dinner together. So the next day, when I was walking, there's some hammering right by us. I was like, consciousness knocking on our heads, like, are you getting the message? So I go for, I forget, a walk or a run the next day, and I'm thinking about, am I an intense person? Is my energy, does it come through to other people as intense? So this thought came in of, we are a reflection of the five people that we surround ourselves with in most of our reality. And I would say, discounting our children from that, because I think there's a whole different dynamic with our children. and we impose on them a lot of things maybe that aren't really theirs. But if I look at my friends, and my husband, like the people I talk to or communicate with the most, they're very intense individuals, and they are busy, they're productive, they're creative, they're sharing a lot of energy with the world. There's a lot of energy out, and they're not always as good at receiving back, at nourishing themselves, allowing other people to fill their cup up. They're very good at filling other people's cups up. And so I'm thinking about that. It's like, well, I must be intense because what I'm attracting into my everyday experience are intense people. So there's a match in me. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's an awareness. It's an illumination. It's a, okay, well, do I like that? Do I enjoy intensity? Are there some things that I would like to adjust about myself? The sun just came out. It's been gray all morning. The sun just came out as I said that. Illumination. Let me rephrase it this way. Full moons can feel intense. They can feel, especially with a lunar eclipse and in Libra and Chiron and Pluto and Aquarius and all the things, it can feel very intense. And sometimes we want to withdraw from that. We have an awareness, and the awareness is like an ouch. And so we don't want to sit with the awareness, and we ignore it or move through it or just move on. It's uncomfortable. If we're able to see awareness as illumination, it's just like turning the light on. Like, okay, the light's on. Now I can see. And as I see, do I want this or do I want something different? What I know is I don't want my friends, when we're having conversations, to feel like they're being in an inquisition. I don't want that. I want them to feel seen and respected and loved and honored and listen to, deeply listen to when we're together. That's really important for me. I like when I receive that, and I like to offer that as an exchange. And so I like deep, rich conversations. That's what I create here in this podcast, is really opening and sharing and then inviting you to share back with me, to exchange energy and reflections in the comments, to engage from here over into social media. Like, I enjoy deep illumination. I don't want to make the people I love feel like they're getting the third degree. And so that was a beautiful awareness for me. Now, with that awareness, I can choose differently. It's going to be in my field. So as I'm sitting in conversations, I can pull back the questions that I want to throw at somebody and go, okay, just allow the conversation to flow. The parts that they want to share with me, they will. And I don't need to rush or force the conversation. So this is a big shift for me. This is an ouch that I've transformed or invited into a relaxation, an opening, not a closing, but an opening. Yeah. Shoo, that's a lot, right? It's a lot. Let's talk about Pluto for a moment, as more machines are outside. There are so many masculine energies moving on this land right now. It's really a lot of action. It's beautiful. I'm so blessed. Pluto and Aquarius. I keep talking about this, and I feel like every time I do, there's more to say. And so I'm going to bring this astrological aspect in conjunction with this full moon in Libra, in conjunction with Chiron. Whether you know astrology or not, and I'm not an expert, there are energies, there are archetypes that are playing out right now. There are big collective shifts that are happening. And it's easy to lose our sense of self when we're in a collective transformation. I mean, there's always collective transformations, but it's really amplified right now, especially in eclipse season. It's like intense. And when the intensity of the collective is more, we can shrink, we can bring everything, all the jumble into ourselves and take it on as ours. So I invite you to breathe, to exhale, to relax, and then to allow this information I'm going to share with you about Pluto to just be another nugget for your consciousness to kind of, to use it as part of the unraveling of the thread, if you're using that visual. It's like, it's just a little softer smoothing of the energy so that it's not quite as, you know, harsh as it may be feeling. And maybe it's not feeling that way for you, but it is for a lot of people I'm talking to. Very intense. So Pluto was in Capricorn. Sorry, I hit the microphone. Pluto was in Capricorn since 2015. Remember? So it's moved slowly until now, 2024. Last year, it had a little swing into Aquarius, and then it went back into Capricorn. January of this year, it moved into Aquarius, and it's going to keep moving into Aquarius until the end of April. And then it's going to start going backwards again. And it's going to go back through the parts that it just went through in Aquarius. It's going to dip slightly into Capricorn, September to November. And then in November, it's coming back, and it's starting in Aquarius for 20 years, really like 19, I think. So we're in this sort of swinging, maybe that's not, it kind of feels like swinging, back and forth. To me, it's like, you remember in Karate Kid where he said wax on, wax off, wax on, wax off? That's what I feel like is happening right now. We're doing these crazy little cycles, and we have been since last summer. It's like, try this. No, go back, try that another way. Okay, try this. No, go back and try this another way. That can be very disorienting. It can have us really questioning ourselves. Like, why can't I figure things out? Why can't I get clear? Why can't I have an action plan? Why can't I move forward? Why can't I get through whatever this resistance is and know what to do, know how to be, know how to feel? Our relationships could be doing this little swinging back and forth. Our health, our jobs, our work, our life's purpose, like what I do, the creative work that I do. It's like a and it's intense. Especially if we're aware of the patterns of time, if we look back at last year or 5 years ago, or try to project into next year or 5 years from now, when we stretch it out, we're like, what is this right now? What is even happening? And then we bring in all this eclipse energy. Chiron, what? So it can really feel like a squeeze in this moment. And I name all of that to give us the context, to be able to anchor us when we feel like it's confusing or unknown. It is. It is. And that's the gift, the opportunity of this time. We get to try things out. Do you remember in Karate Kid when he was doing wax on, wax off? What he was actually learning was how to defend himself, how to master a movement in his karate that would help him win the competition. And the master teacher was giving him these silly little things to do that he was so irritated about, that was actually teaching him this much more important lesson, this bigger picture that he could apply into the passion that he actually was wanting to explore. It took the repetition for him to learn that, and it just to become a reflex, just to become how he moved. It's the same for us. We're being offered these mini lessons, these tasks, these little things that are driving us crazy or that make us feel like, what even are we doing? Why are we wasting time? Why can't we? We're being offered mastery. And yet we're so frustrated, myself included. We get so irritated. This is like a condensed time within humanity's evolution. Like a pressure cooker, an incubator. Those are the best words I have. It's like a squeeze. I just said that to a friend the other day. I'm like, I feel like I'm being squeezed right now. Every aspect of what we are experiencing, something in our consciousness is creating that and reflecting it to us in our reality. And everyone's reality looks different because everyone's context and field of potential creation is different. But there are some common threads. There's some collective undercurrents that are happening for all of us. And astrology is a way to look at those collective undercurrents. Okay, all of us right now are going through this process of illuminating more about ourselves through our important, significant relationships around us, maybe even through our community relationships reflecting bigger lessons like, wow. And maybe it's positive. Maybe you're being illuminated beautiful things, not like me where I'm like, oh, you're too intense. You ask too many questions. Blah. It's all to teach us more about how to love ourselves and enjoy our human journey and be in our genius and our gifts more and more of the time. So put that context around all the stuff that's squeezing in your reality. And give yourself some grace. Give yourself some breathing room. If you can, push back some of the collective chatter. If you like the idea of unraveling the threads, unravel and then put down some of the stuff that you're trying to process or sort through for other people and just focus on you. Focus on what you're exploring. What are the threads that you can feel you really want to sit with a little bit more? Not to judge yourself or shame yourself, but to really illuminate more about who you are so you can love yourself more. So you can step into your genius and your gifts more. And know that the astrology is supporting that journey for us. It's not punishing us. We're at one with the universe. We are the universe embodied. And so all of this is happening to serve us. Yeah. There's this constant rock music from outside that's so fun. It's like there's a party going on out there and I'm laser focused on what we're doing here. So I guess I'm still pretty intense, but I don't know if that will ever not be part of who I am. I feel like I have such a passion for this work, such a passion for being a soul in a human form and getting all that I can out of the experience and sharing what I'm learning and encouraging you to get all that you can out of this experience too. The human journey goes by so quickly. And when we're in the micro moments, we forget. And then suddenly years have gone by. And this is maybe what age shows us. We look back, we're like, where were my 30s? What did I do? What did I even do in my 40s? Oh, I mean, I know I evolved and, you know, all those things. But here I am, it's already my 50s. Like, what am I doing? Is this the way I want to be spending my time? These are the questions that we're going to be exploring more and more as Pluto goes into Aquarius. What am I creating as my reality, and is it in alignment? Do I love it? Am I free to be all of who I want to be, who I came here to be? That's what's coming in this Pluto and Aquarius energy. And so right now we're in the squeeze and we're illuminating more and more about self. So go easy on self as you move through this time. If you are on Insight Timer, I've been creating some beautiful meditations that you can access just in the app. There I am. My teacher profile is up. And I just did one called Full Moon in Libra meditation. I think I kept it pretty basic, but it was really about, you know, looking at our relationships as mirrors and seeing what we see about ourselves. So if you're on the app and you're really feeling the intensity of this time, that meditation should be uploaded today or tomorrow. I'm also going to start doing live with Vivi. It's going to be called sessions on there that are going to be so fun. So if you're on the app, look for me. We can play in real time. Yeah, and on Instagram, all my social media platforms, I have opened up a journey of contemplation, daily reels that started today that allow a space for us to start sharing some of our awarenesses with each other in a deeper way. So every day now through Earth Day, which is April 22nd, I will be posting a 1 minute reel, and it'll have video and an audio, and it invites us into reflection, contemplation together. So I'll share some thoughts, and then you can go into the comments and share your thoughts, and then we'll have a dialogue through social media in a way that I feel can be really beautiful and enlightening for myself and for all of us. The title of it is called Remember, Remember. And then there's a series of three rounds, nine posts in each one that invite us into contemplation, and we drop in deeper in each round. It's really going to be beautiful. I'm so excited about what I've created and what's flowing through there. And I know also my journey at this time is deeper remembering, allowing more and more of my soul's wisdom and experience to flow through into my human life. As much as I think I remember, I know there's so much more that is ready to come through. And so that's alive in me, this process of remembering. And my intention is to go deeper in for myself and invite you to join me. And these reels are a way to do that. And then it ends with a meditation that I will be offering for free. That's called Remember, Welcome, Welcome. It's about remembering. It's called Welcome. And then I will be hosting an 8-day activation experience that is called Remember Your Power. And that will start on Earth Day and go for 8 days. That one is a paid experience and has all kinds of beautiful offerings inside. So we really are opening deeper layers right now. And one of my geniuses, my gifts, is to be a guide through those experiences. So that's what I'm doing. All right. Full moon in Libra, lunar eclipse. You've got this. You've got this. Illuminating self is a beautiful process filled with opportunities. So don't shame or judge yourself. Just be curious and see what comes through. So much love to you.
Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.